Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as we continue this series with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. I'm joined by Mr. Tony Enzer, the president and general manager of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, as we gear up for the weekend here at Hodgetown. Tony, Toy Story night tomorrow. And as we sit here and watch the Diamondbacks right now and see Ryan Waldschmidt continue to do great things for them, his bobblehead first 1,200 fans on Sunday, exciting times here at the ballpark.
Yes, well, thanks. First off, thanks for having me on. This is our first interview.
First one.
You know, we've had other interviews, but that was more about the job. And this is our first on-air time together, so thanks for having me, and really super happy that you're here. I mean, I've talked to a lot of our fans, and they really enjoy the broadcast, and they enjoy the smoothness of your voice, how you do get excited during the bigger plays, but, man, the information you give them, that's really top-notch, and we're super glad you're here.
Well, thank you, Tony. Ryan Waldschmidt last year was here. He's such a huge part of the 2025 Sod Poodle team that made it to the playoffs. Obviously, this team's now or about a month away from the end of the first half. I mean, hopefully this team can keep up the vibes that Ryan brought last year.
Well, you know, whether it's Ryan or it's Tim Tawa or it's Alec Thomas or Jake McCarthy or Perdomo, that's the thing I love about Double-A baseball. I mean, this is the top level from a prospect perspective. Not only are you going to see the Sod Poodle's best prospect, and there's so many of them. You got Groover waiting in AAA. You got Tommy Troy waiting in AAA. You got Vukovic waiting in AAA. The list goes on and on of guys who have come here and have starred. And like a Tawa, like a Waldschmidt, I don't think they're going to be able to keep Groover out of the big leagues for another year. I think he'll be up there at some point this year. And same with Tommy Troy. But when you think about the guys that have come through here and the success that they've had and the hearts that they've won over in Amarillo, and to think about a Tim Tawa, a Waldschmidt, who played here last year, and a year later, literally months removed from Double-A baseball, Fernandez. I mean, it goes on and on. They're months away from playing at Sod Poodles, and then they're in the big leagues. And so our fans get to – that's the best part of minor league baseball, best part of Double-A baseball, quite honestly, is that our fans get to see these guys. The national media is not talking about it. You have to do your homework, and we're going to help you do your homework by, you know, giving you information on all of our social channels. But we want you to learn who these players are now, because we know they're going to be superstars in the major league. I can't believe I left out Corbin Carroll.
Yeah.
In 22, he was a center fielder for the Sod Poodles. 23, he's in the big leagues, winning Rookie of the Year, first ballot All-Star. And that's the kind of thing that we see literally every year here at Hodgetown. And we're so proud of these guys. And to see them have success here at this level and then go on to shine at the major league level and AAA level is super special. And Ryan Waldschmidt, he may be one of my favorites. Corbin's a real favorite of mine. I love Perdomo. But Wally, the things he did, he started out slow for us last year. You know, if you recall, he was a little bit slow picking up the Double-A pitchers' speed and movement of the ball. But then he took off, and he destroyed this league. So definitely deserved the call-up. And he's already – I think he's – last I looked last night, he's hitting over 300, about 315 in the big leagues right now.
Yeah, pretty good. And you've been around professional baseball your entire career in all corners of this country. And I think that the vibe that Coley and this staff has created in this clubhouse and this particular team is pretty special. Is that what you think as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Coley, the thing I love about Coley, and we checked into him before he got here a couple of years ago, and the thing I noticed about Coley is Coley's a winner. He wins wherever he goes. He's been coaching and playing, coaching for the last 10, 12 years, and he's won everywhere he's been. And that's because he expects to win. He sets the bar very high for these guys. He's not a rah-rah guy who's going to get in your face and everything else. He has an expectation for you to, and he knows this is part development. In the minor leagues, we know that, right? It's part development, but part winning. And he's a big believer in you can do both at the same time, because that's, you want to develop winners, you know, guys that are not so just into themselves, into their own stats, but they want to help their team wherever they are. And then when they get to the big leagues, that's the kind of guy you want in your clubhouse too, is a guy that's going to help you in the clubhouse and help you on the field at the same time. Coley and the rest of our coaching staff has done an amazing job, you know, because this is a hard climb. Going from high A to double A is the biggest jump in the minor leagues, period. There's nothing bigger. Going from double A to triple A is nothing compared to going from high A to double A. Our hitters at the start of the year, and this has kind of been our modus operandi, if you would, our hitters are facing the best pitchers they've ever faced in their career.